Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas. Todd, what's up, buddy?
Not a whole heck of a lot. The best question I have as it pertains to the NFL, with the Week 1 schedule being released, are Tennesseans going to be able to bet those games legally within their state? That's the biggest question looming right now, I'd have to imagine.
I hope so. What are you hearing?
You tell us.
I have not heard anything. I wish I had information on the situation there. Obviously, one going to follow by the day and figure out exactly how the state's going to go about this. But clearly, knowing that you can drive across the state border to Mississippi and bet sports in a legal manner has to be a driving force to try and get at least an online gaming platform to Tennessee, allowing those Titans fans to take a side on the Week 1 opener, where the Cleveland Browns are a 4.5-point favorite against the Tennessee Titans.
That's how we got the lottery done. Now, it took a while, so, you know, might have to be patient with this. But
You have to imagine none of this stuff happens overnight, and it's a question of who become the power brokers, how many proponents and opponents you have within the state Senate. I wish it was as simple as waving a magic wand. I just don't think it's going to be that case.
I got a big question for you, Todd. Did Vegas take a bath with Tiger winning the Masters?
Was not exactly the ideal scenario, to say the least. Spoke to one of my colleagues, Dave Mason, from BetOnline.ag. He said it was the single worst loss that they took on a future in the company's history.
Wow.
Spoke to Jeff Sherman from Superbook USA. He said there were essentially five golfers that they were rooting against. Tiger was going to create the biggest liability, and the liability going to him was twice that of anybody else. So Tiger may be a great story for the recreational golf bettor who put a few bucks into play. I know it was for my colleagues at CBS, but for sports books operators far and wide, not exactly an ideal scenario when you get the fist pump in a red polo at Augusta on the 18th.
So is he the favorite now heading forward the rest of the majors?
He is indeed. You're going to have to take some of the worst of the prices, whether it's Bethpage Black, where you think Tiger can get a second major, or he's able to pull it off at Pebble for the U.S. Open. So the days of getting long shot prices on Tiger might be behind us, but at the same time, I think you look at the competitive field, and there's going to be ample opportunity to back a number of other golfers out there. But how quickly we forget that Tiger winning the Masters was one thing. He's now finished inside the top 10 for each of the last three majors.
Yeah, he's been playing good golf here.
If you compile the totals of those three majors, he's three shots clear of everyone else in the world. That's amazing. So we all know the impact that he has on the PGA and the world of golf and ratings and all those things. Does he have an impact in terms of sports wagering when he is a factor?
No doubt about it. When Tiger is in the mix and people think he's got a shot to win a tournament, you're going to see betting handle go up substantially. And I think a lot of books have benefited immensely from some of the yes-no props that were available. Tiger Woods to win a major in 2019 before he donned the green jacket, that price was 7-2. You could have had tickets upwards of 500-1 for him to win the calendar Grand Slam. And I think anytime you get the big names, and for the casual fan, Tiger moves the needle more than anybody else that's out there, you're going to see an uptick in betting handle. And I'm sure that when we get to the next major in the middle of May and we get to the U.S. Open Father's Day weekend, books are going to find themselves in the exact same position, rooting against LT Gray.
How about the odds on LT Gray catching Jack?
You know what, Don? I actually haven't seen prices from most of the shops there. You look at the fact he'd have to win three other majors to get to Jack's 18. I think you're still talking about long shot prohibitive status, but at the same time, you're going to have a lot more folks invested. The real challenge there, how long do you want to tie up your money? Because you have to imagine if Tiger's able to walk 18 holes, he's going to be playing some of these majors well into his mid to late 50s.
What do the Bet Online guys have with regard to the NHL now that the President's Trophy winning Tampa Bay Lightning are dead?
Choked.
It changes things quite a bit, because as we talked about last week before the playoffs started, Tampa came in as kind of prohibitive favorite territory at a price of 2-1. And we know all too well, Predators fans included, what that President's Trophy jinx can do to put the weight of the world on some of these teams. So when you look at the futures board as it stands right now, the Golden Knights are actually the favorite at 11-2. part of that because they have a commanding 3-1 series lead over San Jose. You look at Columbus and the Islanders safely through to the second round. Both those teams are 6-1. But you're going to see teams like the Capitals, if they can get through the Hurricanes, Nashville, if they are able to take a commanding lead against Dallas tonight, those prices will get shortened considerably. But I think it's as wide open a field as we've seen in recent memory. And I don't believe for what Columbus did, it's a fluke. The knock against them had always been, hey, what's it going to take for them to win their first playoff series? Mm-hmm. Can Sergei Bobrovsky duplicate some of the mastery we'd seen in the regular season when games mattered most? I think Columbus is here to stay, and I think when you look at the West, kind of throw a blanket over all the teams, none of the teams still playing hockey right now, including Colorado, would shock me if they were able to represent the Western Conference.
You think it's too close in the West to even find value there?
Well, I think finding value is a little bit different than based on trying to figure out who ultimately gets out. I think when you look at some of the prices that are there, did Winnipeg right the ship winning both games in St. Louis? I mean, this is a team that had a ton of talent coming into the year, and I thought was probably the favorite to get out of the Western Conference. Colorado's first line playing as well as any team right now in the postseason with Nathan MacKinnon, Gabriel Landeskog, and of course Mikko Rantanen, who's actually been logging minutes on the second unit. And you look at Nashville. Yes, there's some concerns about this team on the power play and their ability to win hockey games if they have to score more than 3 goals, but they're going to lock you down defensively, and you have to imagine that you're going to see key contributors like Wayne Simmonds back if they're able to get through Dallas in 5 or 6 games.
What about Will Wade? Will he ever coach a game again at LSU, even though he got his job back?
This situation is incredible for me. I look at LSU and go, wait a second. You're going to reinstate a head coach. Meanwhile, the athletic director steps down. They have no problem backfilling that position. And it almost makes you wonder, is Will Wade going to be a sacrificial lamb until LSU figures out all this is going to go? I'd make him a $2 favorite that he never coaches a game as head coach of LSU basketball.
What's crazier, Louisiana politics or LSU athletics?
I think we can kind of group all of those in the same bucket because LSU athletics play a much larger role into the lives of most folks living in that state than LSU, than Louisiana politics.
Hey, quick NBA question. The Warriors somehow blew a 31-point second-half lead the other day, largest comeback in NBA playoff history. 1-1 is the series. I mean, are we still talking about Golden State kind of walking through, or is it more wide open now?
If you believe that going from 1 to 100 as a favorite, meaning put up $100 to make a dollar, now down to putting up $35 to make a dollar makes it more wide open, then sure, we'll call it that the Warriors have a legitimate chance to lose the Clippers. But all kidding aside, I think Golden State wins that series. 5 games, maybe 6 tops, and we're talking about a prelude to the finals with Houston most likely matching Golden State in the Western Conference semifinals. As far as the East is concerned, what's been interesting is to watch the Bucks' price move. The Bucks are now even money to get out of the Eastern Conference. I think that is a bit of an overlay, but they are 1 to 2 favorites. The Pistons appear to offer very little resistance, especially if Blake Griffin can't return in this best of seven.
Hey, have you, back to Tiger real quick, have you ever taken $85,000 out of stock, like sold off stock from Amazon to back a guy that hadn't won that particular event in 14 years?
I have not. I also have not bet a sporting event on an epiphany. And fortunately for my sake and those around me, I don't have a rap sheet nearly as long as that gentleman that put up $85,000 to make $1.2 million. Folks who want to Google the real backstory there, I think they'll be extremely intrigued by what this gentleman is working against him in the grand scheme of things.
I would be glad to know, though, like if you just came out and said, hey, I make my picks based on epiphanies. Like,
if they made my pick based on epiphany, I would probably be living in a cardboard box somewhere on the Las Vegas Strip and panhandling to try and make money to put food on the table. Not exactly the best long-term strategy when it comes to betting sports. And while we joke all the time, but people have to be responsible and know the pitfalls that come with this behavior if you're just going to throw money recklessly around. Treat it as a form of recreation and understand exactly what it's there for.
And we will put that message out a lot more often should they legalize sports wagering in Tennessee.
Yes.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate you, man.
Always a pleasure, guys. Go Press.